You guys, I could not help myself. Last week, ringing in Taurus season on April 19th, Taylor Swift dropped into our earbuds and our hearts with her much anticipated Tortured Poets Department. Whether you love her or you hate her, you cannot deny her impact. And by the way, I am a lover. So after I got the kids down to bed that night, and for the first time in what seemed like forever, cue the song from Frozen here, by the way, I listened to the album and allowed myself to get swept away purely for delight. One of the songs particularly stirred up in me an emotion that is so reminiscent of a time when I felt like the whole world was mine, when there was no limit to what I could do, when everything and everyone was a possibility, and there was juiciness and contagion all around me, all the time. In Human Design, that feeling for me is called my signature, and I'm talking more about it here. Stay tuned. Hello, beautiful souls. It's Kimberly Virginia, your host of the Soulful Motherhood by Design podcast, where we go deep on all things motherhood. I'm a certified positive discipline parent educator, accredited life coach, human design specialist, and mother of two precious kiddos. Through inspiring conversations, I'll guide you on this soulful motherhood journey and help you to create peace in your home and your heart, raise kind and loving humans, all while living your soul's purpose. So, let's get started. I'm so glad you're here. So, there is this song on Taylor's album called I Feel So High School, and listening to it, I'm feeling compelled to sing for you guys, so I'm just going to sing it. So, I feel so high school every time I'm around you. I had to do it. I just had to do it, you guys, and I'm not going to edit it out because that is me. That is the vibe I'm feeling today. And so why I'm sharing this with you is because I listened to the album. As most of you know who have followed Taylor and this huge seismic cosmic impact she has on everybody right now, she released this album on the 19th and it was, you know, midnight, but here in San Diego it was at 9. So I got the kids to bed and Pete was out of town. So it was a little bit later than normal that I got them down. When I got to my room and washed my face and did all the things I do to get ready for bed, by that time it was like 9:01, 9:02. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to listen to the album. I'm just going to do it. Why not? You know, Pete's not here. We're not watching TV and chatting. I'm going to listen to it. And a couple things about that. First of all, I normally don't allow myself anymore to get carried away by things like this. And I'm working on that because funny enough, funnily enough, my sisters used to call me Kimbling growing up because I just had this like, you know, sparkly, effervescent kind of feeling, lots of pink, lots of sparkles, lots of just feeling on fire, right? And as I've gotten older and became a mom, I felt a lot of that fading. And like, okay, I only need to do the things that are really important. I only need to do or have time to do the things that are just, you know, going to serve my kids and going to keep the family going and keep us on our routine, yada, yada. And as that juiciness and sparkliness and, you know, lit upness have faded over the years, you know, I would say 6 or 7 years after being a mom, it's impacted my motherhood. So a whole part of my journey is to reclaim that and come back to that feeling and do things that light me up just because, following my human design, obviously, and teaching other mothers to do the same. So this is all part of my own experiment and my own journey, and then bringing that learning to you all who are listening, right? So it is out of the norm for me to do a lot of things that are just purely for pleasure. And this was one of them. I thought, you know, what the hell? I'm going to do this, stay up a little late, get a little less sleep because why not? This is fun. Sorry, that was a big rabbit hole. But anyway, so I start listening and, you know, a lot of the songs remind me of some of her other songs. And I'm like, okay, you know, trying to get into it. And just after all of the latest songs and Midnight and her tour and all of that, you know, it was taking me a little bit to get into these songs. Now, what I've noticed about Taylor's music is that over time, things get better. It's kind of like a fine wine. You know, it gets better with time as you listen and you memorize the lyrics and her bridges get stuck in your head and all of that, right? But there was this one song, the song I just so beautifully sang for you, that just like hit me. I got full body chills and I just was transported back to this time in my life where I just felt like, oh my God, I literally could do anything I want. I am so on top of the world. I feel amazing. I feel great. Everyone and everything is a possibility. Just this like intense satisfaction with life. And as I allowed that feeling to take me over, it reminded me of what we call in human design, our signature, the keynote to our true self, our true authentic self. And for me, as a 6-2 sacral generator, my energy type is generator. And for those of you who are new to human design, there's 5 types, 5 energy types. Those types remain constant through your life. It doesn't change. There's nothing you can do to edit it or anything like that. And each of the energy types has a signature. And mine is satisfaction. And I'm not talking like, oh, I'm so satisfied with that work that I did. I'm so satisfied, you know, the Times New Roman font, the beige color, the everything in its place type of satisfaction. I'm talking like sexy makeout session, makeup sex, chocolate cake, juicy life, let's effing go type of satisfaction. That feeling. Oh, I get chills when I say it even. Like, I'm so satisfied with life. And lately, I have been feeling that a lot. And, you know, I've been in my human design experiment for years. And if you're new to human design, again, your experiment is as you learn about yourself, your true self, and you decondition, you get off everything that the world has told you to be. That's your experiment. That's the process of getting everything off of you that's not yours and coming back to true self. And feeling this feeling again has so constantly, and then having these little things that pop up in my life into my aura, like this song, and just letting myself go with it. And like, I'm going to make this my podcast this week. I'm going to sing it on my podcast and I'm going to put it in my newsletter. That's so freaking fun, right? Why not? Why not? And it had me thinking too about reminding the moms who are listening and everyone in this community about what your signature is. What your signature is, so that you can take that and remember, okay, this is what it feels like when I am in true alignment with what's correct for me. So today I'm going to be talking about that for each type. And also the kind of shadow side of it, I guess, the side of it where you can tell when you're not in your signature. What is that keynote not self? When you're in that conditioning and you've taken a turn that maybe isn't correct for you. And, you know, I always say you're not losing, you're learning. So if you're not winning, you're learning, right? And I feel like this would be really helpful for moms because a lot of times we point to our kids' behavior or something that happened with school or something that happened with daycare or something that happened with our spouse or all these outside things that we need to control or need to fix so that we can feel our aliveness or we can feel our fire. And that's really a victim mindset. That's not being at responsibility for your own life. That's not looking inward and saying, what can I do to really have autonomy and move myself forward in a way that feels empowering, right? So this is a great way, a great first step for those of you who are just starting or those of you who are deep in your experiment and already familiar. This is a great reminder to come back to basics because human design can get very complex as we go down all of the intricacies and get really intimate with, you know, our personality sun, our design earth, and what line we are in this, right? Like there's a lot we can get into And yet, what I love about human design is that if you just took the basics, your type, your strategy, and your authority, and ran with that the rest of your life, it would make a huge impact on you. That's really where it all starts. So I'm going to take a minute to go through each type, remind you all of what the signature is, and then the not self signature, and maybe just a quick couple of tips for you. So I'm going to start with manifestor. The signature of a manifestor energy type is peace. So that feeling of like, I am at peace. There's nothing that feels conflicting to me. There is a calm. There is a levelness, a steadiness feeling where there's harmony. The things around me and the way I feel and what's swirling around in my aura is harmonic. That is your signature. When you're feeling that, oh man, you are just in such alignment living what's correct for you. When you've maybe gotten off the beaten path a little too far from your authentic self, you will feel anger. You will feel angry. And I imagine that fire, just that like not good fire, that feeling of like, oh, I'm so angry. I'm so mad, right? So manifestors, that is a great way for you to tap into, okay, where can I track backwards? Where can I go back to when I was feeling peaceful, when I was feeling that alignment, that correctness for me? And what was it that had me now feeling this way? Again, your strategy and your authority for every type is really what's going to be able to have you feeling like you're having this come into play in your life, that you're getting to experience the signature self, okay? The next type is generator, and I'm going to group manifesting generator and generator together because their keynotes are the same. Technically, in human design, where it started, manifesting generator was a subtype of generator. We've kind of come out of that now and grown and evolved the system. So there are five types, but these two have the same keynotes. So for manifesting generator and generator, your signature is that juicy satisfaction, like I mentioned, what I talked about before with me, that like sexiness, that lit upness where you're just like kind of turned on by life. Like things are just, oh my gosh, juicy, right? That's such a good word for it, like magnetic, right? And you feel it and your aura is out there and people feel it and they're like, whoa, you are radiant. I just want to be around you. That type of vibe is when you know you are living in that correctness for you. And when you feel super frustrated, when that like, oh my gosh, like you can't move it forward, or you're trying and it's not happening. That frustration is your keynote that you are in your not self, that you've taken a little bit of a turn in a direction that is not correct for you. So what did you learn from it? How can you go back to that juiciness, that aliveness? Projectors, your signature is success. That feeling of like, I did it. Yes. And I'm just imagining my daughter. She's just such a like great example of a projector type. You can just see it on her face. Just like almost that like a smug look, like, yes, yes, I did it. That feeling for you. And I know a lot of projectors. I have a lot of projectors in my life. It's very similar for most of them, that like, yeah, accomplishment, I did it, okay? And that speaks to a lot of that projector type. They're the leaders, they're the guides, they want to be recognized for that. So when they are and something's happening, oh my gosh, it's like nothing better in the world to them, right? Now, when a projector gets bitter, just bitter, like I'm imagining this like pursed lip feeling like, just bitter at that sour ick, that emoji with the crinkled lip face. That is when you know, oof, man, maybe I wasn't patient enough and I jumped into something without being recognized or invited. That for you, my friend, is when you have taken a turn that is not correct for you. So just take a step back, look and see, when was that last time I was feeling that success, that feeling of like, yes, I did it. And just learn from that, okay? Lastly is our reflectors. And these are the super rare type. The reflectors are in their true, authentic signature self when they are surprised and delighted. That feeling like, oh my gosh, whoa, oh my God, I can't believe it. This is wonderful. How amazing. And I'm thinking of Jordan Younger from TBB, The Balanced Blonde. She's a reflector, and if you follow her, you can kind of see that in her as things unfold in her life, this like kind of delighted surprisedness. And from the outside looking in, we all kind of expect that from her. But she gets surprised and delighted by herself, right? So she's a great person to kind of follow, of the reflector type, since they're so rare. And that disappointment, that feeling disappointed by something, is the not self signature. So reflectors, when you see that or feel that, like you're just let down, right? Like, just like a deflated balloon. That is your sign that something has gone in a direction that is not correct for you, right? So just take it a step back. See what you might need to assess and learn from the process and course correct from there. So that's a quick overview for you all. This is like a quick and dirty, how to get back in your alignment, how to feel like you are living what's correct for you. And like I said at the beginning, that juiciness with life, that game, that fun, that excitedness that you're having with life is going to continue to unfold as you're in alignment with your strategy and your authority based on your energy type, okay? This remains constant through your life. It's a wonderful way for you to navigate motherhood, to navigate your life, the life of your dreams, what you're looking for, which is everything we talk about here in this community, okay? So make sure, if you have not gotten your body graph chart and you don't know what your energy type is, you don't know what your signature is or your not self, you can get that for free on my website. That's all linked in the show notes. Grab yours so you can start testing this out for yourself. And if you are not a member of my community via my email list, I share a lot more about these tips and tricks regularly. So make sure you go and subscribe to that. And you guys, I just hope and wish and am sending you all the magic, excited, juicy, success, peace, surprise, delight, satisfaction to all of you out there. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. And I can't wait to talk to you next time. Bye for now. Wait, before you go, you have to hear about this amazing masterclass I am offering for free. This masterclass is going to go through what it's like to navigate your unique mother's intuition based on your human design. How do you use that to soul parent your child? How do you use that to navigate the ups and downs of life as a mom while also raising your child who they came here to be? My masterclass is going to go into that in detail, and I'm sharing more about the time and date of that via email. So if you're not subscribed to my community, get on my website. It's linked in my show notes, and make sure that you're tuned in. Thank you everyone so much for being here. If you're enjoying this podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review so we can continue to bring soulful content your way each week. You can also join my community via my socials, which you can find in the show notes. Until next time, bye for now.